too.
NHRA.
What is National Hot Rod Association?
Yes, sir.
$2, Jeff. Very good with your initials. I'm glad we've met initially.
What is initial? Let's go with initially speaking for three.
WLAF.
What is the World League of American Football?
Go Dragons!
Yeah!
$3. I spell that W laugh. Laugh! Fun!
Go ahead, Jeff. Select again.
Let's go George. Oh, George for one.
Oh, George. George. Former lead singer of 1980s group Wham.
What is...
Wow. Oh, Lisa, your chance to steal.
Who is George Michael?
Yes.
$1 for you, Lisa. You're on the comeback trail, and a lovely trail it is. We'll throw down some rose petals for you. Go ahead.
Can I have George O. George for two?
Yes. Former female co-host of the NFL Today on CBS.
No idea.
And a really lame guest on our show a while ago, I might mention.
Jeffrey, it's your chance to steal.
What is Phyllis George?
Yes, well, she's a woman, as far as I can tell. That's correct, Jeff.
Amen.
And her husband makes a lovely chicken. All right, go again, Jeff.
Let's go to George. Oh, George, for three.
In the new movie, George of the Jungle, he plays George of the Jungle.
What is,
And another... No, I'm sorry. Another role that you would have been great in, Dudley.
No! Yes! Wonderful. Lisa, your chance to steal...
You know what? I don't know.
No, of course. Who knows that guy? Big doofus named Brandon Fraser.
That means, Jeffrey, a miracle of miracles, you're still in control of the ball. Select again, please.
Let's go with NFL coach for one.
All right, now this is the last category on the board. There have been lots of changes in the NFL. So
that's going to be tough.
So please tell me the coach of the New England Patriots.
No. Lisa, your chance to steal.
I know it was Bill Parcells. I'm not.
No,
it's Pete Carroll.
Oh, what a shame. Pete Carroll.
Yes.
Carol, yes. Pete. All right, Jeff, you're in control.
Let's go with NFL coaches for two.
He's the coach of the St. Louis Rams.
Who is Dick Vermeil?
Yes.
I hope he doesn't have another bloody nervous breakdown. Sleeping in your office cot. All right, you're in control, Jeff. Select again.
Let's go with NFL coach for three.
All right, the last question on the board. He's the new head coach of the San Diego Chargers.
Who is Dan Reeves?
Fag.
Lisa's your chance to steal. I know this is difficult for you.
And of course, please. I say that obligatorily because any guy who doesn't know these has to be a homo.
Hey.
If you say it to me, I'll ask you for a cigarette. That's what we call them back home.
Oh, fag.
A nice fag.
Hey.
So how many fags have you smoked?
I haven't smoked one today. Would you like to light my fag? Lisa.
Who is Vince Lombardi?
Some load named Kevin Gilbride.
No, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Hey, that's punched by the guy on the Oilers.
You know, yes, he was punched by Buddy Ryan,
but that
earns you no money. As we head to the final round here,
I certainly hope it was a rum punch.
Hey, Doodly.
Doodly. Oh, yes. Bloody good. Oh, I see you've met Bono.
Yeah.
Good.
Doodly, what is the score?
Lisa finishes with $7, and Jeff has $15, Hobson.
All right, I'm going to put you guys both on hold.
Lovely
and,
game so far.
We'll be right. Hey, Dudley, will you take us to break, please?
Let's take us to break. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show, and we'll be back for more. And speaking of more, my glass is empty.
They're all that in a bag of chips. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, tonight is New Year's Eve. Third time this week.
Let's get it on. Let's
get it on.
Let's play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Santa Claus is coming. Kutal.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff from Arlington, Virginia. Lisa from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy now.
All right.
Good luck. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all. And here's your category, kids.
Physically force. Can I bring the rope?
Kind of like you and your wife. 19 years ago today.
Nico.
19 years ago today.
Yes.
On this day, July 25, 1978.
Thinking caps on, Hobson.
19 years ago today, this John Landis directed movie opened across America and became a smash.
We received the author guide. The guide to racing cars, playing tennis, and fondling women. I'm sure when you get done reading it, you'll say, where's the rest of this moose? You must have hated this moose. And remember, that's because I race cars, I chase women, and I play tennis. That's me, Arthur Bach. Say, Aunt Peter and Uncle Pearl sent you. I mixed it up for the show, and now back to final low-budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Dudley.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play low-budget Jeopardy.
Okay, who do I want to talk to here first, Doodly?
Well, you're the head of the show. You choose who you want. You're the boss, well, man, but I think you should go to the low person on the totem pole.
Who is that?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. You said that almost like you... How do you say that guy's name, Peter?
Uncle Peter and Pearl. That's right. That's when he says, you're very drunk. Grow up, you'll make a fine adult. Says easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants in the closet.
Hey, Lisa, 19 years ago this weekend, this John Landis-directed movie opened across America, became a smash.
What is The Godfather?
John Landis was super directing The Godfather.
Yeah. So close, Lisa. You had your thinking cap on, but I think it needed to be adjusted.
Jeff, you could win if you have the right answer.
What is Animal House?
Yes,
Animal House. Way to go, Jeffrey. You're the winner.
Yeah.
You're the winner. So long, Peterman. Bitches.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
They listen for 4 hours every day. Shouldn't you? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, a couple of more telephone calls here, then we'll talk to Elvis's stepbrother in the next hour to find out the doings with the Hamburger James story.
All right.
Also, Guy Birdsong, you know him, Nuz Nurnank. Mm-hmm. News and comment in the next hour. Wacky story file coming up with a kid who spent the weekend with Michael Jordan.
All right.
We have Rudy Martsky from USA Today and the hotline to heaven. All of that lying straight ahead. How are we going to fill all that junk into this show?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
No way.
Yes, way.
Yeah.
Way, my young wench.
I am in Dallas and missing you.
You are in Dallas and what?
Missing you guys.
Oh, well, thank you for missing us.
Missing you.
We will be back in Dallas, I think, September 1st, the week of September 1st.
Great. You know what station?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
Starts with a K. They're changing the format. Look, they'll have something in the newspaper.
Okay.
Big full-page ads.
Great.
Yeah, my butt. The radio guy will write something in his column when we come back.
Great.
You keep reading it. You hear?
Will do.
Okay. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I have a few names for your game, but I have another story I want to let you in on also.
I don't want any more fake names, please. You're talking like holding my groin?
Can I give you one?
No.
You had the great one with genitalia, and I think that worked. That was where we should have left it.
Because you know what's going to happen is somebody will call in, and eventually there will be one that's over the line. So let's just move on.
All right. Did you know about the Simpsons contest, where they're actually giving away
a Simpsons house?
I heard that on our news last week with Buzz.
Oh, well, all right. I apologize. I did not catch that.
You weren't paying attention.
All right. How about Neil Down?
You had to get it in, didn't you?
You showed no self-discipline.
That's what your mom said, too.
Oh, God.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Scott the Dwarf.
Scott the Dwarf, everybody.
Hey. How you doing, Scotty?
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic.
I am I'm resting up from a week of fun love at convention.
Hey, you didn't call us from your dwarfing orgy.
I don't even remember what happened last week. I couldn't even know. I didn't even think I could pick up a phone last week.
Was it at the same place in Indianapolis?
It was in Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta.
Ooh, hot Atlanta with all the little people.
Yeah, it was kind of wild. You guys are not in Atlanta, but you're in Alabama, correct?
Yes, we're all over Alabama like a plague.
I heard you out there. It was kind of wild to hear you guys out there.
Yeah, we're fantastic in Alabama.
But I was there. It was kind of crazy.
Was it as sex-oriented as the convention was last year?
I wasn't as productive, let's put it that way.
Well, you weren't? Were there a lot of elfin hot babes?
There was some fine-looking elfin babes. I don't think any of them gave me the attention.
So let me bring some of our new listeners in Minneapolis and in Vegas and up in Vermont to speed. This is Scott the Dwarf. He's a real-life dwarf. He was an intern for a while on the show. Mm-hmm. He's on our videotape, Sex Pies and Videotape. He got a job in Branson, Missouri as one of the Rockettes during their Christmas show. He was an elf.
I'm a Rockette.
He was an elf with the Rockettes.
When last we saw Scott the Dwarf, he was riding a donkey backwards in our donkey basketball game.
And my crotch still feels it.
He was also our wonderful elf for St. Patrick's Day. And every year he goes to a convention of little people. And last year he called us from the convention, and he was out of his mind drunk.
And he brought pictures back, too. He showed us pictures from the convention. That's where you met Billy Barty, right?
Yeah, that's where I ran into him.
Oh, did you see him this weekend?
No, he didn't even show up, I don't think.
He didn't post?
Last leg.
Were there any other famous dwarves that were there?
Me.
Yes,
you. Other than that, no.
Really?
So you were the most famous dwarf there?
I guess so. There wasn't really any famous people. There was a lot of kids this time around, so that was, you know. That kind of like
so that hand. really slowed you down,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, this, you know, I had to ask for ID.
Did you spend a lot of time with your lovely wife?
Yeah.
Did anybody
that
try?
That means no. That means she went her way and he went his way.
Did lots of guys? I remember last year you were telling us about lots of the other dwarves that were there that were trying to hit on your wife.
Oh yeah.
Did that happen this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't see her because you weren't with her.
Did you kiss any other dwarves?
No, I did not. Clean as a whistle.
Did any other dwarfs kiss you?
I was clean as a whistle.
If you were really clean as a whistle, cough once. If you're lying, cough twice.
Of course. Yeah. Well, when you want to come in here and tell me the real story, I want to hear it, okay?
So I got to tell you something.
What?
I was playing dwarf basketball, because I do that.
Yes.
Right? And I won the bronze medal.
Wow.
Yeah, you mean at the convention you won the medal?
Yeah, the DAAA. It's like the Special Olympics for just people.
I've always said that you are the Shaquille O'Neal of the dwarf
set. Yes, and I won a bronze medal, and I'm looking for a plastic case to put it in now.
That's fantastic,
Scott. And another thing happened to me while I was there.
Yeah.
I ran into the director of Barney. You know Barney the dinosaur?
Yes.
And you know where this is going.
You're going to be Baby Bop.
No, BC. The other little guy, they're flying me out for an audition in a couple of...
That's great. Be fantastic.
So, I mean, keep your fingers crossed for me.
Well, let us know what happens at your audition.
I will do that. It'll be in a couple weeks, and I'll let you know.
All right, and anytime you remember what happened, you call back, because we want to hear...
I'll doggle my memory.
I don't believe all the stuff you said. I know that you were bad. You were a decadent. You are a decadent dwarf.
I'm as good as they come.
And since I'm the only one probably that's into that right now, what's the character you're going to be on, Barney? Who are you auditioning for?
I'm auditioning for the character BC. Who? It's Barney, then it's Baby Bop, and then it's the other character, BC.
BC, okay, I'll look for that.
So they say I'm the right height, and so who knows?
All right, bye, Scotty.
And Mike, congratulations on your baby.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Scotty the Dwarf. And here's one last call from Colorado. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Radio Gods.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I think I met your brother.
Yeah, buddy. Where did you meet my brother?
Get a truck stop.
At where?
In Pittsburgh, at a truck stop.
It's entirely possible. Did the man you meet bear a resemblance to the late Kurt Cobain?
He certainly did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did his fingers smell of cigarettes?
Yeah, in fact, I bummed one from him.
Here's the test. What was the brand?
Durrell.
That's my brother's brand. Wow. Well, now, did you ask him if he's my brother?
Yeah, he said that his brother, he said, you ought to check out Don and Mike. He said, they're really cool, and he said, they're funnier than hell, and I just wanted to call and let you know, and wanted to see if I could get a sheet or something that tells me what radio stations you guys are in across the country, so I can listen to you all the way across the country.
All right.
Do we have the
no, we don't.
The sheets printed up to tell us?
We don't, but he doesn't have to know that.
Yeah, we'll get it right out to you.
Yeah, we'll send it right out to you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, I knew that. You say we'll send it right out to you, but he didn't give us his address.
You see, and when you play it that way, it's his fault. It's not ours.
Yeah. Hey, we wanted to send you the sheet.
But you hung up before we could get your address. Well, he wouldn't have an address. He's in that truck all the time.
Those trucks smell. I remember when my brother came by and we went in that truck. We saw that pine tree air freshener. We saw that little cubicle where he has to sleep at night.
Yeah, it was the kind of upholstery, which is that that old car velour upholstery that gets all soggy and saggy.
Well, nice to know my brother's out there spreading the good word about our show.
Yeah. Smoking his Durals.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, you're the last call.
Okay, I just had a quick comment. I have a correction. You said that Madeline Kahn was in Zorro the Gay Blade.
But I never said Madeline Kahn was in Zorro the Gay Blade. Never.
No,
never.
I think it was, I think Mike actually said.
No, no, never said that.
Listen, first off.
Never saw Zorro the Gay Blade, so how could I say somebody was in it when I never saw it?
That's my movie. I love that movie, and I've never stated that Madeline Kahn was in Zorro the Gay Blade. Never.
Then who played the female lead?
Who cares? I don't know. That movie revolves around George Hamilton. And it was, what's her name? That's who it was. Thank you for the call.
All right. There. Done and done.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.